Today's the 21st of December, Christmas week. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. I'm always Brian. I wouldn't even consider changing my name legally to anything else except for, of course, my hip-hop name. My hip-hop name is B. Rye, so I can be called that. And my close friends call me Rye. But Brian will always remain my name. But since we're close friends, B. Rye or Rye is fine too. I'm trying to get going here. I worked most of the night last night on the Christmas Eve service. The first one that we'll ever have here at the Four Winds Mission, and it's mostly the kids, so it's like, there is a lot going on around here. How are you guys holding up? I mean, it's Christmas week. It's the hardest week to slow down and focus that Jesus is coming into the world as a baby. I mean, obviously he's not coming. He already did, but it's what we contemplate, right? It's where we put our hearts and realize the mystery of what happened. I'm trying to find that space, my own self. Here we are in the last little over a week of the year, and we've come to the book of Zechariah. So this is the second to the last book of the Old Testament, and we're currently in the last book of the New Testament. So one more change over. Zechariah will run us all the way until 2 years before the new year. And it was written during the reign of the Persian King Darius. This falls within the same general time period that Haggai was written. Haggai and Zechariah were contemporaries. Within the first couple of verses, Zechariah reiterates what is a central theme of the Old Testament. "Return to me," God says, "and I will return to you." Throughout this book of prophecy, God confirms his acceptance of authentic worship, and they show that God is at work. They confirm God's sovereignty and clarify his control over the beginnings and endings of man. This is not to say that he usurps a person's free will. Everyone is responsible for their choices, but God is sovereign over all. There are 8 visions and 2 oracles contained in the book of Zechariah. And much of the imagery is a clear and beautiful foreshadowing of Jesus. Contained in these visions and throughout the imagery in them, we are offered great hope and promise. Before I read, nobody send me any emails asking for hip-hop tapes. That was all a joke. Okay. Zechariah 1 through 21. In November of the second year of King Darius' reign, the Lord gave this message to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, and grandson of Iddo. "I, the Lord, was very angry with your ancestors. Therefore say to the people, this is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. Don't be like your ancestors, who would not listen or pay attention when the earlier prophets said to them, this is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. Turn from your evil ways and stop all your evil practices. Where are your ancestors now? They and the prophets are long dead. But everything I said through my servants, the prophets, happened to your ancestors, just as I said. As a result, they repented and said, we have received what we deserved from the Lord of Heaven's armies. He has done what he said he would do. 3 months later, on February 15th, the Lord sent another message to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah and grandson of Iddo. In a vision during the night, I saw a man sitting on a red horse, that was standing among some myrtle trees in a small valley. Behind him were riders on red, brown, and white horses. I asked the angel who was talking with me, "My lord, what do these horses mean?" "I will show you," the angel replied. The rider standing among the myrtle trees then explained, "They are the ones the Lord has sent out to patrol the earth." Then the other riders reported to the angel of the Lord, who was standing among the myrtle trees, "We have been patrolling the earth, and the whole earth is at peace." Upon hearing this, the angel of the Lord prayed this prayer, "O Lord of heaven's armies, for 70 years now you have been angry with Jerusalem and the towns of Judah. How long until you again show mercy to them?" And the Lord spoke kind and comforting words to the angel who talked with me. Then the angel said to me, "Shout this message for all to hear. This is what the Lord of heaven's armies says. My love for Jerusalem and Mount Zion is passionate and strong. But I am very angry with the other nations that are now enjoying peace and security. I was only a little angry with my people, but the nations inflicted harm on them far beyond my intentions. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I have returned to show mercy to Jerusalem. My temple will be rebuilt, says the Lord of heaven's armies, and measurements will be taken for the reconstruction of Jerusalem. Say this also. This is what the Lord of heaven's armies says. The towns of Israel will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion and choose Jerusalem as his own." Then I looked up and saw four animal horns. "What are these?" I asked the angel who was talking with me. He replied, "These horns represent the nations that scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem." Then the Lord showed me four blacksmiths. "What are these men coming to do?" I asked. The angel replied, "These four horns, these nations, scattered and humbled Judah. Now these blacksmiths have come to terrify those nations and throw them down and destroy them." Revelation 12, 1 through 13, 1. Then I witnessed in heaven an event of great significance. I saw a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon beneath her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant. And she cried out because of her labor pains and the agony of giving birth. Then I witnessed in heaven another significant event. I saw a large red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, with 7 crowns on his heads. His tail swept away 1/3 of the stars in the sky, and he threw them to the earth. He stood in front of the woman as she was about to give birth, ready to devour her baby as soon as it was born. She gave birth to a son who was to rule all nations with an iron rod, and her child was snatched away from the dragon and was caught up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness where God had prepared a place to care for her for 1,260 days. Then there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels, and the dragon lost the battle. And he and his angels were forced out of heaven. This great dragon, the ancient serpent, called the devil or Satan, the one deceiving the whole world, was thrown down to the earth with all his angels. Then I heard a loud voice shouting across the heavens, "It has come at last, salvation and power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to earth, the one who accuses them before our God day and night. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who live in the heavens, rejoice. But terror will come on the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you in great anger, knowing that he has little time. When the dragon realized that he had been thrown down to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. But she was given two wings like those of a great eagle, so she could fly to the place prepared for her in the wilderness. There, she would be cared for and protected from the dragon for a time, times, and half a time. Then the dragon tried to drown the woman with a flood of water that flowed from his mouth. But the earth helped her by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that gushed out from the mouth of the dragon. And the dragon was angry at the woman and declared war against the rest of her children, all who keep God's commandments and maintain their testimony for Jesus. Then the dragon took his stand on the shore beside the sea. Then I saw a beast rising up out of the sea. It had 7 heads and 10 horns, with 10 crowns on its horns. And written on each head were names that blasphemed God. Psalm 140, 1 through 13. For the choir director, a Psalm of David. O Lord, rescue me from evil people. Protect me from those who are violent, those who plot evil in their hearts and stir up trouble all day long. Their tongues sting like a snake. The venom of a viper drips from their lips. O Lord, keep me out of the hands of the wicked. Protect me from those who are violent, for they are plotting against me. The proud have set a trap to catch me. They have stretched out a net. They have placed traps all along the way. I said to the Lord, "You are my God. Listen, O Lord, to my cries for mercy. O sovereign Lord, the strong one who rescued me, you protected me on the day of battle. Lord, do not let evil people have their way. Do not let their evil schemes succeed, or they will become proud. Let my enemies be destroyed by the very evil they have planned for me. Let burning coals fall down on their heads. Let them be thrown into the fire or into watery pits from which they can't escape. Don't let liars prosper here in our land. Cause great disasters to fall on the violent. But I know the Lord will help those they persecute. He will give justice to the poor. Surely righteous people are praising your name. The godly will live in your presence." Proverbs 30:17. The eye that mocks a father and despises a mother's instructions will be plucked out by ravens of the valley and eaten by vultures. So I guess the moral of that story is don't roll your eyes at your mom and dad. Seriously, isn't the Bible an interesting place to hang out? Because you can't hang out in the Bible without having the posture of your heart revealed at every turn. I mean, there's no place to hide in Scripture. You can try to hide behind theology and debate some things, but it's coming at you from all angles. I mean, your heart is going to be exposed no matter what you do. If you're going to spend any time in the Bible, and if you're going to spend any time in the Gospels, if you're going to spend any time with Jesus, there's no place to hide. Because he is just a good, pure man who models life. I mean, he's the son of God, no doubt. I'm not, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, this is what life is supposed to look like. And he just doesn't meddle. He's just a very clear-headed, clear-hearted person. And so the things that he says reveal the things that we're trying to keep in the dark and secret. And Proverbs, man, they say sentences that just pack a punch that'll knock you to the ground. The eye that mocks a father and despises a mother's instructions will be plucked out by ravens in the valley and eaten by vultures. How many times have we mocked with our eyes, right? How many times have we rolled our eyes? How many times have we narrowed our eyes with fury and rage? Right? The eyes say so much. Windows into the soul. Right? The tongue says so much. Life and death is in the tongue. I think we forget sometimes that we are made in the image of God. And so the things that we do actually matter. And they matter a lot. And we choose what we bring into this world. And then we ask why God would let certain things happen. And we aren't willing to step up to the mirror and say, why did I let this happen? So as we move toward the end of the year, I mean, there's much to say from the Word of God. But I pray that, well, first of all, I pray that we're all going around together as a family again. Going through the Bible, I guess some people just want to check that tick off their list for life. But it's my prayer that what you found in going through the Bible this year is a friend. Scripture is one of our best friends that we will ever have. And so I hope that you don't just walk away from the friendship. I hope that, you know, you've established a relationship with Scripture and you don't want a day to go by without it. But you might. Some of you will. Some of you will walk on into other things. Some of you will walk away for a time and then you will come back and go, wow, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know how to live without the Bible now. And that's good news. Because the Bible is the Word of God. And it's true. It's truth. And it speaks to the deepest parts of us. And exposes us. Well, frankly, so that we can live the life Christ offers. The life that we've been looking for, the life that we long for, this comes through sanctification, that big, strange theological word that just sums up the idea that every day is a step forward toward being Christ-like. Every day is a step forward toward becoming more like Jesus. And so may we all continue that path. Jesus, we love you. We love you. We adore you. You are a wonder. Your life is the life we long to live. And you've said, come, live it. I've showed you what you are made to be. And so we reach forward as we consider your arrival, as we consider the fact that you came for us. It is such a big concept that you, the Lord of all, would step away from perfection and come for us and live among us. And that's exactly what you did. And so, Lord Jesus, we come to you today, inviting you to live your life through us. Holy Spirit, lead us into the steps of life that we are destined to take when we assume our position in the kingdom and represent you well. May we be available to you. May nothing be a hindrance from any commandment you would give, any instruction, any request. Nothing is off limits and nothing is too great Like the Virgin Mary, we say, we are your servants. Let it be done to us as you say. This is the posture of our hearts toward you. Of course, this is a posture contended for, fought for, and we fail. Forgive us for that. But thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your blood that forgives, that comes to us and washes away and sets us anew to start again. So we come to you, Father, adoring you, worshiping you, glorifying your name. There is no other name. There is no other God. You are our hope, and we place our hope in you. Through the precious blood of Christ our Savior, I pray these things. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. Let me talk about the video. I don't mean to pound it down your throat, but it's like a really important time. We worked really hard as a community here to create a video that would introduce the Daily Audio Bible in a couple of minutes. And by all indications, it works. So if you would, make sure that you invite your sphere of influence to experience the Bible in community in this coming year. The reason that it's kind of a hasty thing is that it's January 1st is the day, man. That's when people decide, I'm going to read the Bible. They have a New Year's resolution. I'm going to finally read this thing. This book that I'm supposed to believe is supposed to contain truth, that everything that I've based my eternity on is supposed to be resting upon. That's the book that sits on the end table to look like we read it when company comes over. But we don't hardly ever crack it. We crack it and we don't know where to go. We're lost. Going through the Bible in community changes that completely. So invite your sphere of influence, your friends and family, your co-laborers or whatever, whoever it is you're in relationship with. And really, really asking you, pastors, and those of you who attend a church regularly, take this video and play it for the church. It was largely created to introduce the Bible in community at the local church level. So if you're playing the video, if you played the video, if you're using the video, if it played in your church, send me an email, brian@dailyaudiobible.com. I would love to hear the story. I would love to hear where it played and how it was used. All right, if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, then we have 10 days before the end of the year. Not that that's your last opportunity, but before the end of this year. Thank you for your partnership. The website's place to go for that. There's a link right on the homepage. Or we have a mailing address, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And this, of course, is, well, how the ministry, the mission to bring the spoken word of God to anyone, anywhere, anytime, is funded. This is how we build a community so that we are never, ever alone again. We have each other and we have the word of God. And it doesn't matter where we are, day or night, somebody is around. And there are some really cool things that have just been implemented finally. We've been working a long time with our network provider to make these this functionality available in our forums. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. I'm still kind of learning the ins and outs of how it was programmed. But we can private message each other now. As long as you're available, as long as you haven't restricted your profile from the address book section of the website, then private messaging is now available, as well as some of the other forum functionalities that we have longed for. So that's a cool Merry Christmas present to all of our forum community. And we'll I'll get more of the very specifics of how it works and share that. But your private messages can definitely be viewed from your My area of the site now. You'll have My messages in there. And so you can communicate with each other a little more personally now. And that's one of the ways we build community. Okay, I am going to skedaddle. Today, the cafe opened really just to the Four Winds mission, just to the church kind of community. Very small, but it opened officially today. Tomorrow is a friends and family day. It's sort of the last final tweaks. But the grand opening day for the Wind Farm Cafe here in Spring Hill is January 3rd. And man, I can't wait for that to happen. It's going to be a huge load off my shoulders. It's been an enormous amount of work. But we'll share the story. So if you're passing through, I can't talk at the end of this. What's going on? I think it's a lack of sleep. If you're passing through Nashville, come visit us. 4821 Main Street, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And we'll have a Facebook thing happening for the cafe very, very soon. All right, that's it for today. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this is Keely. I'm calling back. I've called a couple times. And the last time that I called about my my boyfriend's job. And he was let go from that job. But praise the Lord, he found another job within a week, which is just awesome and just shows that God had his hand in the whole thing. And then I also just wanted to call and encourage Julie, who called on December 4th. I know that she had said she had been out of an abusive relationship for about 2 years. And I myself had also been in an abusive marriage and have been out of that marriage for about 3 years, and I just wanted to call and encourage her and let her know that the Lord is just going to be with her and walk with her through everything. And she commented about wanting to feel normal, and I can tell her from experience that almost every woman I know that's been abused and is in a codependent relationship struggles to be normal, but God is faithful, and he is going to allow you to heal. And he is going to allow you to get into a place where you can have a relationship with someone who is godly and will treat you with respect and treat you the way that you deserve to be treated. So I just want to encourage you to just keep going and keep pressing through and keep overcoming those wrong behavior patterns and thought patterns. And God's going to heal you. And I also just want to encourage you, I myself struggle with wanting to get my own place, and God was faithful to provide one for me, and it's been about a year that I've had my own place, and so I am just praying and believing that he's just going to do the same thing with you, and I just wanted to just encourage you to just keep going, and to just know that God is so excited that you were strong enough to break the old patterns in your life and to start new ones. And I'm just excited for you, and I am praying for you, Julie, and my family out there. I just pray that you would continue to pray for me, that God would help me to continue to overcome the same things in my own life. Anyway, God bless you all. God bless you, Brian. I just love you, and I love this podcast and this family that you put together. And I'm just so excited that it's there for us. So anyway, God bless. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Irma, calling from St. Louis, Missouri, and I just started listening to your program November 28th, which was the beginning of my reading my Bible like I should, and a friend told me about you guys, and I've been very grateful. This is my first time calling, and I'm just asking for prayer for myself. My marriage of 39 years seems to be not going well. I'm begging God to help me understand what it is I need to do for myself, for my husband, and my family. I have been reading every day faithfully and trying to pray, but I'm feeling still very lost and lonely, and I'm not sure what my problem is. If you could just pray that God would help me to see more clearly what I need to do in my life and how I need to do it. I'm pleading with the Holy Spirit to please give me words to say to people the way I need to instead of the way I've been, because obviously it's not been going well. I apparently have a deep-rooted issue that I don't even understand. Probably stems from way back in my childhood, and I'm not sure if that's even it. But if that's it, I ask that you would please have God remove this thorn or issue or whatever it is in my life so that I can move on. I need to live my life. I have two granddaughters, four children, and I know my husband loves me, and I love all of them, but I have been finding it hard to show that properly from what I've been told. I've been told that I have a bitterness in me that I need to deal with, but I don't know how to do that. So please pray for me. And I thank you for your program. My anniversary was December 4th, by the way. And I'm wondering if everything I've been dealing with these past few months has played a part in it. My father passed away April of this year. Lost a cousin last Wednesday. I've got an aunt that's about ready to go. And there's just been so many people in my life that are leaving. Please help, Lord. I thank you for letting me call. Jesus' name I pray. Amen.